One career that's risen phoenix-like from the political ashes is that of Arthur Sinodinos. He's been appointed to the new and potentially powerful position of Cabinet Secretary under Malcolm Turnbull. Senator Sinodinos played a key role in managing the numbers that toppled Tony Abbott. It points to the new Prime Minister's confidence that Arthur Sinodinos will escape a corruption finding from an inquiry conducted by the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption. Peter Lloyd.
It was on ABC News Breakfast that Arthur Sinodinos revealed the breadth of his role in the Turnbull government.
It involves making sure that the processes of Cabinet are being followed so that the documents that come before Cabinet ministers are being appropriately researched, appropriately consulted on among departments. It means that where there's been consultation with stakeholder groups, that's met the test of that we would set for that, of being as broad and as representative as possible. It means ensuring that Cabinet confidentiality is followed.
For a man who spent 9 years as Chief of Staff in the office of then Prime Minister John Howard, it appears to be a return to political life immersed in detail.
A lot of it is backroom stuff. It's not glamorous, it's not sexy, but if you don't get the mechanics, the nuts and bolts right, you won't be able to present the right policies in the right way to the public.
But it also represents something else, a stunning reversal of fortune. This is an MP who quit the Abbott cabinet over a corruption inquiry, an inquiry that remains unfinished business. Codenamed Operation Credo, the New South Wales ICAC opened its investigation into Australian Water Holdings in March last year. AWH was linked to the family of corrupt New South Wales Labor figure Eddie Obeid. In 2008, it was attempting to secure a public-private water infrastructure deal with the then New South Wales Labor government. Arthur Sinodinos was made chairman. And at ICAC, it was revealed that he was getting $200,000 a year for just 100 hours' work. Mr. Sinodinos also stood to make a bonus of up to $20 million if the public-private deal had come off. Kate McClymont followed the inquiry for Fairfax Media.
Australian Water Holdings, despite being a tiny company, turned out to be a major donor to the New South Wales Liberal Party. And this was at the same time it was seeking a billion-dollar contract.
Mr. Sinodinos was literally on two sides of the donor coin, board member and chairman of AWH. At the same time, he was honorary treasurer of the Liberal Party, giving and receiving. Kate McClymont.
Arthur Sinodinos' problem was that he was both the a board member and chairman. At the same time, he was honorary treasurer of the Liberal Party, and yet he claimed not to know that either the company of which he was chair was donating massive amounts of money to the Liberal Party, of which he was honorary treasurer. But why this was so important was that Senator Sinodinos did nothing, despite being alerted to the fact that the company of which he was chairman, Australian Water Holdings, was basically charging exorbitant expenses, and wrongly, to the state water utility, Sydney Water. And this was despite being warned by no less than the head of Sydney Water, Kerry Schott, and by a major investor into the company. And yet he did nothing.
It doesn't appear that ICAC will make adverse findings against Arthur Sinodinos, but observers anticipate scope for his conduct to be criticised. Today, the newly appointed Cabinet Secretary declared that he'd be vindicated when ICAC eventually releases its findings.
I was not there as a person of interest. I was there as a witness. But of course, simply by being part of the process, when you're involved in those processes, you get lots of stuff sprayed at you. But I'm willing to stand in the public square and defend myself in due course.
Operation Credo's findings may rely in part on Mr. Sinodinos' own testimony. It's a matter of record that on one day in April last year, the veteran backroom power broker turned MP, renowned for his grasp of detail, uttered the words, "I don't recall," or "I don't remember," more than 50 times. Now he's back at the beating heart of government.
Peter Lloyd.